Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Today, we are in New York City, and we're live from the Intrepid Museum, which is the actual ship donated to the city of New York by the American government. I believe it, there's a website where you can find more information about the Intrepid, and it's www.intrepid.org, and it'll give you all the history and information about the Intrepid. We came back to this location today because we're formulating our book entitled A Theory of Jules III, and presentation by A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. It's our third year anniversary book, and it will be published soon, sometimes this month, because July is our anniversary month, and 2015 makes this our third year. So because we're doing a landmark presentation, that means we're studying landmarks, and we're contributing that portion to our book. We're also going back over some of the landmarks that we did have a chance to visit here, ATP, Theory of Parenting. We did go over some of these shows that we've done, and we decided to go back to the landmark and take some pictures and include some of our jewels and, you know, use the setting to snapshots of our, some of our own personal jewelry and introduce landmarks along with our theory of jewels to our audience. So I'm here today to collect some pictures. So I was able to go to down, I didn't believe it was on the west side, or I think it was Midtown Manhattan, and I was able to go down past 32nd Street, almost to 14th Street. And there's a host of galleries and jewelry shops down that way, and you can find all these good finds. And I was able to locate a jewelry parlor inside a small store, and there they had these awesome chains, and they looked like dog tags, which is also AK Army identification tags, and they used to be on a little chain, and then they would have the identification of each military member, and then they would have their names and a particular number. And that would be their identification, and they could, every soldier would wear one of those. So actually we went in, and they had one that just said Army, like American Army. It was in silver and in bling, and so I purchased it for my son. And so now I'm out at the marina, which is, they say it's Marina 86, but we could walk on at Marina 84 as well. And we came down to the marina, which is the pier, Pier 86, and we're here at the Intrepid, and so I'm getting awesome pictures today of the ship itself, and I'm trying to collaborate with my son Markel, because on our visit to the Intrepid, where we actually went inside the museum back in the winter, we took pictures of the submarine inside, we took pictures of some of the aircraft, and we also have some pictures of the inside of the Intrepid. So I wanted him to donate those pictures back to the show so that we could use them to formulate our book. So obviously we're doing a layout, and so the layout probably will have like a picture of a piece of jewelry that's relevant to a site or used at a particular landmark, and then we'll go around the outside in some type of circular or square type arrangement or eclectic arrangement, and we'll try to put landmark pictures, snapshots of each landmark, you know, around, you know, piece of jewelry that is sort of similar or thematic or just used at that particular landmark. So I'm still reading the National Geographic, the camera photo book. It is How to Shoot Like a Pro, and it's by Baldridge and Clark. And so you can find that on the computer on our Markel's webpage at Facebook, or you can find that if you run it at your local library, or if you decide to go to Amazon or any other bookstore, Barnes & Noble, you'll probably find this particular pocket pocketbook, and it's like a little book where you can throw it even in your pocketbook, in a tote, or you can even put it in your pocket. It's a really tiny book. So it's very informative, and so I was I was worried about techniques again today, and the last time we were worried about how to get a good snapshot, and we studied the perch. And the perch is just saying go upstairs a few levels and look down, and, you know, that's like a perch, and you'll take a picture from above a particular scene, setting, or object for the subject of your picture. So last time we were able to go out, and we were able to get some good perches, and Nate, it's P-E-R-C-H, and we're able to look down from a perch, like a bird perches in a tree and looks down. This is a way to technique of taking a picture. So that was one of the things that we did the last time. So on this particular show, we wanted to talk about PAN, P-A-N, and this technique, it's a little tricky when shooting with a camera phone, but the book recommends it, and it says if it's mastered, you can create some really great shots. And so the goal of panning is to keep a moving subject sharp against a motion blur background. To do this, hold your camera phone in both hands steadily and frame the approaching subject. And then as the subject gets closer to you, swivel your body at the waist, keep the subject framed on the LCD as it moves. And just as the subject moves past you or a free moment before, depending on your shutter lag of your camera phone, push the shutter release button. Don't stop moving. Keep following your subject with the LCD until the shoot is being saved, until the shot is saved. Okay, so it's a technique you have to learn, like, about your background. Where is the motion in the picture? You know, are you following a subject that is moving, and how to make sure you don't get that blurred subject, and make sure that you're moving and this, you know, the subject is always still. Or if the subject is moving, how to grab, you know, that timing to make sure that you don't get a blurred shot. So this is panning in, panning out, zooming in, zooming out, and also moving from left to right. To get the picture while your body is moving like the camera, like, you know, holding still at the bottom like a tripod, and moving your upper body around using the camera in your upper body as like the swivel. So that's a part of that. So we're studying how to take pictures and how to use our camera phone. And, you know, so that was our technique for the day, to learn how to P-A-N, which is pan. Okay, and so they said once you do that, you know, you're going to get a lot of pictures. So my name is Tammy Joyner. We're here at Interior PR on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing our 3rd-year anniversary. July 2015 will be our 3rd year on Blog Talk Radio, and we're discussing our new book, A Theory of Jewels 3, and it's a landmark edition, and it's also our anniversary edition. So we're trying to do pictures from New York City and the island of Manhattan, and we're also going to use some pictures from New Jersey. We have scenes from Markel's graduation, and that probably will be the cover because that is, you know, the biggest accomplishment that we've made this year. And so we'll probably use that anniversary footage, which was also a venue at the Ocean Grove Auditorium Complex. So there was a chapel, there was an office, there was an auditorium, there was a gazebo, there was, you know, a couple more buildings where you can, like, just hang out in a complex in an old world city two blocks from the beach. And so we definitely enjoyed that, and, you know, it had its own nostalgic value, and plus this modern edge of education and graduation. So we were able to get some pictures of that venue, so we're going to also feature that in the book, and so that probably will be our page for our cover, one of the graduation pictures, you know, to commemorate that particular event as well. So today we were here, and then we had some rings and stuff to Markel's ring, that, you know, a male ring. He got some more bling, so we wanted to go out and use that in this scene too, so we can create a double page, two pages at once, and it's like a matching set. And it almost reminds me something of his Armani page in the last book, which was A Theory of Jews 2, and we went in to the Armani Exchange store, the AX store at the mall, and we were able to grab a Armani chain. So this particular time is also another masculine type of feeling, same as that Bond type feeling with the Armani. We have that same type of feeling going on with the Intrepid and that Army feeling from Markel's feature, you know, as far as this you know, particular setting and scene in the book. So I'm having loads of fun. It's also a very tranquil environment. We have the marina, which is at a water hole, and we're at the pier, and there's yachts, and there's ships, and there's, like, Circle Line tours, and you can go, you know, out on, you know, just a ride into the harbor, and then there's an awesome panoramic view of the hills, which might remind you of the Hollywood Hills, and then you turn your back the other way, and then you have this awesome view of the city skyline, which is also like panoramic, and then all the skyscrapers. You can take all the pictures you want night and day, and I mean, depending on the time of day, and that's what the book stresses. Don't forget to wait on time. So you can come at dusk and dawn, you can come at high noon, and you can come in the evening hours as the sunset. But whatever, you're going to get dynamic pictures, and wait on the shot. So I've been sitting here at the Intrepid since about 2 o'clock, and I've been snapping shots, and I hope that everything goes through, you know, very well, so that we can kind of relate to our audience in our third book in the series, you know, something absolutely awesome and great. My name is Tammy Joyner, and we're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio, and we're really just discussing this month, you know, as a tribute to our show and to, you know, American Landmarks in New York City and New Jersey, and we're just doing a Theory of Jewels book. And we wanted to just, you know, let our audience know day by day that we're doing a photo shoot. So this story today is about, you know, going out and about and being on location, you know, trying to get some good shots of the museum and some of the landmarks that we studied as a part of A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio last winter. And so now our anniversary is here. We're going to create a book with some of those shots. And then that will be our anniversary booklet. So we were hoping that you'll have a chance to look us up on Facebook, and the book will come out on Blurb, and then we'll probably send it to Amazon. And then from there, we'll decide when we can have it bulk produced. And then when we start our lecture service, then that will be one of the items that come in the gift box or the gift package, whichever periodical we can give away that, you know, we can put in our gift bag for each audience member of our show. So that's our show, and I wanted to say congratulations to Markell again on your graduation from high school, and we're ready to do that business plan so we can get it to the government so that we can start our lecture service. So we have to do a lot of things now. You have to finish summer school, I have to find a new apartment, and you have to decide when you're going to move home for reunification. And then from there, we have a business plan. And I think I'm going to go back to work. I've been thinking about that, too. So that's a new theory with us, back to work mom. And so maybe we'll see about that job search coming up in just a bit. We're wrapping New York up in our anniversary, edition. So we'll be moving to a new state. So then from there, we'll have, you know, some other landmarks, another study, and we'll see what's available to A Theory of Parenting from then and from there. Markell has promised our audience that he would go ahead and become the co-host on the show. And so then we would then entitle, you know, ourselves to the show and our both of our comments. So I wanted to just tell him congratulations on his third year. I thank him for, you know, loading the Facebook page, for taking the snapshots, for acting as the cameraman. And this, you know, all these shows that we continue to do about the camera phone book and about the necessity and the need and the, you know, the contributions and the, you know, you know, volunteering your time to do this type of, you know, service is, you know, a great, you know, help, you know, as far as the show. So you've really been there for me on that, and I do thank you for, you know, putting your work in. And the show is inspired by you. It's because of you. And so, again, I thank you, you know, for having, you know, me go out there and try to be the best mom I can be and find all the kid-friendly, family-friendly, parenting, team bonding, communication-type efforts that we can find in order to, you know, stay together, even though we have a home where, you know, I'm outside of the home and, you know, where we have, like, this other situation going on with guardianship. So, you know, even still, you know, mom is there. So I love you. I thank you. And congratulations on your third year. And may we continue success. Until next time.